grave danger, Mr. Eaglethorpe. You are accused of murdering your wife, and these gentlemen have come from Scotland Yard.
Afternoon, Mr. Inglethorpe.
Will you not say where you were at 6 o'clock on Monday?
I will not. The accusation is monstrous.
Mr. Inglethorpe, I must warn you.
A moment, I beg you, Inspector. If Mr. Inglethorpe will not tell you, then I must speak for him.
How can you speak? You do not know.
The man who purchased strychnine at the chemist's shop cannot have been Mr. Inglethorpe, because at 6 o'clock on that day, he was escorting Mrs. Rakes back to her home at Abbey Farm. I can produce at least 5 witnesses who will swear they saw them together.
You really are the goods and no mistake. I'm much obliged to you, Monsieur Poirot.
But if that's the case, Mr. Inglethorpe, why on earth couldn't you say this at the inquest?
Because a most malicious rumour had been spread about me. And with my poor Emily not yet buried. Can you wonder I was anxious that no more lying rumours were started?
Between you and me, sir, I'd sooner have any amount of tales about me than be arrested for murder. And if it hadn't been for Monsieur Poirot here, you would have been as sure as eggs is eggs. So, perhaps we could now take a look at the scene of the crime.
Quick, Hastings, go upstairs to the other wing. Stand there, just this side of the baize door.
Right.
Do not move until I come.
And he followed the others upstairs. I went and took up my position and stood there for the next 20 minutes.
You have not left your post?
I have been here all the time. What exactly is this in aid of?
Did you perhaps hear a loud thump?
Nothing at all. Should I have done?
I have been very clumsy. I knocked over a table in Mrs. Inglethorpe's room.
I'm sure it's of no consequence. But I did remember something while I was standing there like an idiot. I should have told you before. Dr. Bauerstein was here on Tuesday night.
Huh? He was here on the night of the murder?
Yes, he took coffee with the rest of us.
Oh, but that changes everything. We must take Mr. Cavendish's car and go down to Tedminster at once.
So, now that Inglethorpe's out of the running, where do we go from here?
Is there no one you yourself suspect, mon ami?
Well, you probably think this far-fetched, but I can't help worrying about Evelyn Howard's fanatical hatred of Inglethorpe. You don't think she could have tried to poison him and that Mrs. Inglethorpe somehow got hold of it by mistake?
But Miss Howard had been away from Stiles for more than a week. It is hardly a very plausible theory.
So I suppose that leaves us with John and Lawrence. But I can hardly believe...
You did not think there was something rather strange about Lawrence's theory concerning his mother's tonic?
It was quite a reasonable suggestion for a layman.
But Lawrence Cavendish is not a layman. He is trained as a doctor. Why should he be the only one to suggest that his mother died of natural causes?
It is a bit odd, I admit.
And Mary Cavendish was certainly not telling all that she knew about the conversation she overheard. Is she trying to protect someone? Or is she perhaps trying to protect herself? Yeah, but here we are. There is something I must leave with the analytical chemist.
What?
A sample of the cocoa from the saucepan in Mrs. Inglethorpe's room.
But Dr. Bauerstein has already had it tested.
I know that, mon ami, but I have a fancy to have it analyzed again. And by the way, when you are next alone with Lawrence Cavendish, say to him, I have a message from Hercule Poirot. Find the extra coffee cup and you can rest in peace.
Needless to say, when I mentioned this to Lawrence, he hadn't the foggiest idea what I was talking about. The funeral of Mrs. Inglethorpe took place the following day. And to the great relief of all of us, her husband moved to the Stylites' Arms.
Excuse me, Captain Hastings.
Yes, Dorcas.
Will you be seeing the Belgian gentleman today?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm expecting him here any minute.
He was particularly inquiring about a green dress. He seemed to think it was important.
You mean you found it?
Well, no, sir, but I've just remembered the young gentleman used to have a dressing-up box, and all kinds of old cast-offs found their way into it. It occurred to me there might be a green dress in there. It's up in the front attic.
A crimson kimono, a cardboard breastplate, very threadbare shooting jacket.
What about this scarf? Could it be what we're looking for?
No. Quite the wrong shade. We are not looking for emerald green.
Scabbard.